So our daily data revolves around one of the I find to be a positive of COVID-19. And that is, and Mike Church talked about this at the beginning when the lockdowns and the quarantines, whatever you want to call them, started. This idea that, hey, families are going to have to spend more time together. This might be a good thing. And according to this study from Gallup.com, reviewing remote work in the US under COVID-19 by Adam Hickman and Linda Sad, nearly 7 in 10 employees are still working remotely or part of the time, all or part of the time. 1 in 4 remote workers want to return to workplace once restrictions are lifted. Half cited preference for working at home as a reason not to return. The whole Americana display or scenario where you get up, you eat your breakfast, you get in your car, you sit in traffic, you go to this random building in this random town, you sit at this random cubicle, which can be moved at any time, even to the basement. You pound away on the keyboard for 8 hours. You then leave this random building. You get back in your car. You sit in traffic. And then you get home just to do it all again. You're wasting probably, just in terms of productivity, probably 4 to 5 hours a day when you could be working. Whatever your vocation, craft, whatever it is. Even if it's a a menial job. Whatever the case may be. You're wasting time traveling there. Of course, people will say, well, using cars and going to gas stations and getting food on the way. There's a lot of other economic stuff that pops up there. I get it. I do get it. The economics around having these buildings that people congregate in to work and leave, and the restaurants and the retail shops. I get all of that. I do. However, I really don't care. My whole focus is on families, right? Because modernity and this American scenario that I just laid out for you, getting up, going to work, sitting at work, getting in a car, driving home, probably picking up some Franken food, processed food for you all to eat, is an attempt to destroy the family, keeping them separated, distant. Now two parents have to work, so they got to put their kid in public school. Do you see where I'm going down the road? So COVID-19 has wiped all of that off the map, from schooling to working and all of these other things that everybody was kind of assumed you had to do. You had to go to college, get out of college, go find some job in some office. Both of you have to work. Then you wait till your kid starts daycare, and then you all go back. We all know it. And what happens? Yeah, it's fine while you're doing it. You're getting paid, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of your life, you're like, I wasted so much time driving to work, driving home. Of course, I need to be careful with what I say because talk radio really does well. Morning drive, afternoon drive, right? So there's that as well. But COVID-19 has changed that. The outbreak has changed that. The pandemic have changed. My wife's been working at home for 3 months, and I'll tell you, I tell her every time, I'm like, I'm so happy to have you at home all day. I love it. My wife, she went out today to go do some on-site checks just because they have to, so their employees, her employees don't think she's never coming back. But I love having my wife at home. You know, when she's at home, when I get done on the show at like 1, we eat lunch together, we hang out, we do, you know, she does her work, I do mine. I love it. I love it. And there's a lot of people that I talk to that love it as well. So. And there's somebody in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat that's talking about that too. This dude, the person in the chat room, 7 to 8 hours once a week just driving. I am a part of this too. When I used to teach in Dallas, I lived in Fort Worth. I was driving an hour and a half to school, to the school, and then driving an hour and a half back. That was if I was lucky and there was no traffic. If I got stuck, 2.5 hours, 3 hours on the way home, missing all that time with my wife. And people are starting to see, like, hey, I can get a lot of my stuff done and not have to. Now, of course, you know, if you have a studio like in Mandeville, Louisiana, you kind of have to go there, right? You kind of have to. There's a lot of jobs right now. And I've posted a bunch of them, the work from home jobs from Rat Race Rebellion. That doesn't necessitate, even call center jobs now can be routed and done from your home. If you have a quote unquote quiet area and a hard telephone line and a hard line, you don't need to go to a call center. You can do that from home. The amount of people that are now spending more time with their family and enjoying that time, because that's your family. It's a reverse on what modernity has tried so hard to do. Let's see. So according to a Gallup panel data, the percentage of employed adults who are saying they have worked from home specifically out of concern for the corona. I don't care about that. The question I want to talk about is when businesses reopen, will workers return? Such a large share of the U.S. workforce converting to remote work, the question will happens to be, as businesses incrementally reopen and start inviting, or in some cases requesting workers to return, the answer may partly depend on workers' willingness. About a quarter of remote workers, 26%, say that if it were up to them, they would return to their office. That's not a large percentage, folks. 25% say they would rather work from home. And then the other half, so 26% said they would go back to work. 25% said they would stay home out of concern. The other half of people polled say they would rather work from home because they prefer it. Now, of course, this does include millennials that get to snuggle with their kitty cat all day. Oh, Mr. Kitty Cat, we get to work from home in our Snuggie. But as somebody who has worked from home for over 3 years now, I joke with my wife. I'm like, I got to make sure the Crusade Channel doesn't go under, which, by the way, please go to crusadechannel.com and become a member today if you're listening on the preview stream, because that's soon ending. And if you like what you're hearing, you can always drop a donation in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat, the little dollar sign in the corner. I talked to my wife about I got to work as hard as I can to keep the crusade working because I don't know if I can go back to an office job. I don't think I can go back to teaching because I am so used to working at home. I mean, if I had to, folks, don't be, I would. But I love working at home. I love it. But half of the people polled in this Gallup poll. And I get it. It's not always a lot of people and all these other nonsense. But half of those people would rather stay home. They would rather be with their families instead of wasting 4 or 5 hours a day. And that's not just from this. This is from the Wall Street Journal. I just need to read the headline since I don't subscribe to it. Facebook to shift permanently towards more remote work after COVID-19. CEO Mark Zuckerberg sees long-term benefits in working from home. If you work for Facebook, do you really need to drive to an office to sit there and work on a computer? Now, I get having some kind of office, some kind of home base where your higher level ups work and they can do meetings and stuff. I get that. I get having a home office where everybody can congregate because you don't want to do everything on Zoom calls. But at the same time, if I'm a basic programmer or coder, do I need to drive 3 hours into work just to code or program? No. So one of these advantages to COVID is that if you're working for a generic corporation, or you're working for a corporation that allows you to, or if you just have a job that allows you to work from home, that can also be the case as well. You're going to see in the future, probably within the next 2 years, a lot of office complexes, strip malls, all of these places that were built to promote this modern idea of, hey, get in your car and drive XYZ amount of hours and sit in this office building. A lot of these office buildings are going to go unused. And that's not just me throwing something out there. That's from CNBC.com in the beginning of the month. More big employers are talking about permanently working from home positions. Barclays CEO Jess Staley said crowded corporate offices with thousands of employees may be a thing of the past. If you work for a news bureau, do you need to go somewhere? No. So we're seeing a shift, and it's not a shift that people were expecting. They were expecting, the coronavirus is going to hit and everybody's going to lose it and all these other things, and they're going to itching to get back to sitting there, or they were going to be very happy to be corona vacations, coronacations, and just waiting for the government to take care of them. But this poll is showing people like working from home. Working from home can be done. And yes, there are some people that need to go into an office or else they're unproductive. I totally get that. But you can always set up some place in your home to make it more productive. Not as many distractions. That's something for a different day. But this data is showing that people prefer to not be in the corporate environment if they have the choice, right? We're always told everybody wants to be in the corporate environment. People have been given the choice. They don't want to.